Welcome to today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. Steve Weeks, head coach of the boys cross country team at Newton High School, joining us now. Steve, thanks a lot for joining us. How's the season start for your team?
Well, it started off pretty great. As you know, weather's been cooperating. We haven't had to adjust too much for humidity or heat, and we've got pretty good numbers. We're sitting about 19. We still might get a couple extra recruited on the team, but for right now, pretty solid numbers and pretty solid workouts to start the season.
Okay. Who are some of the people you're expecting some good things out of?
Well, we're actually returning quite a few of our varsity runners from last year. I know we had state qualifier in Cooper Lenz coming back. We have senior Lance Zabel, who's been looking absolutely fantastic, staying healthy, doing good stuff. And his twin brother, Levi, has been putting in a lot of work and been noticing because he's been hanging up there right there. So those three will probably be way towards the top. And a lot of returning guys from the rest of the varsity team and even top JV, Drew Lamont, David Wickett have been running pretty strong. Noah Tremel has been one of those guys that's always been on that line, top JV, just making varsity from time to time, and he's coming back looking super strong. And we have our brand new recruit I was able to talk into from wrestling and soccer, Abel Aldama, and he's been looking really strong out there.
All right. So you got some good athletes right kind of next to each other. We'll be able to push them at the top of the kind of.
Exactly. Field, and even with the newer guys, they've been surrounding themselves with a lot of experienced runners. So they've been kind of learning from the experience of others on about when to push themselves and where to stay in the pack when running.
So when's your first competition?
Our first meet will be Marshalltown, which is that first Thursday when we get back, when school starts on the 28th. Really good group, a lot of a few top talent 4A schools in Marshalltown, Southeast Polk, and then a lot of smaller schools but really talented ones. So it'll be a great pack to run with.
Okay, and the course, good to start things out.
Yeah, the course is great, and it is designed on an old farming field, old bean and corn field sort of thing, so nice rolling hills. Luckily, over the years, there have been enough meets that it's really kind of flattened out the course itself, because it used to be pretty tough terrain when it first came out, because you could actually feel where the fields used to be, but it's a good course. It is in a great campus, so great first meet if we can have it. In years past, it's been canceled due to heat, so fingers crossed for this year.
Well, the weather hasn't been too bad for you guys so far this year, too.
No, it's been very cooperative, and I need to, there we go, knock on some wood right there, because I don't want to get jinxed here on an interview.
Yeah, definitely.
Overall, like the team itself, they're very cohesive. We get along very well, and I think that helps out a lot in practices.
Team chemistry.
Yep, with the team chemistry. I know a lot of teams mentioned that they've got that family factor. I feel like in both girls and boys cross country, we generally do feel like a family. So when it is tough workouts, when people kind of feel like, hey, I'm new to the sport, I don't know what to do, a lot of the guys have the leadership that bring them up. So even though I mentioned some names that are kind of like vying for varsity spots, whether they're top JV, middle JV, bottom JV, like we really do work on having everyone improve individually, and that helps the team out as a whole. You know, when the water rises, it, you know, brings up all ships sort of thing.
Okay. Conference-wise, again, Little Hawkeye Conference.
Little Hawkeye is going to Little Hawkeye. I think you ask any sport, they're going to tell you that. It's no different. We even had a few teams in years past, whether it's like DCG and Norwalk, they're at the top of 3A, they go to 4A. They're towards the top of 4A, too. So it's like, it's just tough competition, and we welcome it. If we can do well at the conference meet, it makes districts feel that much easier, even if we do see some conference foes there. So we're going to expect that it's always going to be good. We're going to compete. And just like we've done in the past, we're not going to necessarily focus on whole teams, but rather we will research individual runners from these teams and now know who to man mark when we go out there and run.
Yeah. All right. And you say you have pretty good numbers. What's the key to, you know, keeping numbers up in a kind of a sport that a lot of people don't see a whole lot of?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of.
Coach Tipton and I say that this is probably one of the toughest sports to recruit
for.
Yeah,
I know.
But it's also one of the most fun. Luckily, the family atmosphere, we do have an out-of-state trip for varsity that we do like in St. Louis each year where we get a hotel, and that is a pretty awesome trip. We start the season off with a cross-country camp at a camp just outside of Norwalk called Bridge 23. It is a three-day ordeal, and for a lot of people, like, that is the highlight of the season. On top of that, when it comes to the sport itself, I remind people, hey, this is good cross training for other sports. And if you can do those, you can definitely do this. And this is kind of helping build people have that confidence. So it's really easy for us to recruit after people are already at the high school. And once they kind of know who we are, we always seem to get juniors and seniors to come out for the first year ever. So yeah. It's just, we're trying to work on the younger crew because we would love to get them out when they're freshmen, sophomores, and develop them over the years.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And the girls team was at that camp too, right?
Oh yeah. It's both boys and girls. We do a lot of things together. It's one of the few sports where even though it is separated, it still has that co-ed feel because half the time we train together, we travel together, we compete together, we have team dinners together, we have camp together, we travel out of state together, we go to districts together. State competition is at the same time, same place. So we kind of lean into that with that family atmosphere. Definitely. It's not just the boys team. It's a lot of times the boys and girls do a lot of things together. Great. And we cheer each other on, and it does give that family atmosphere.
Yeah. Good deal. Anything else you want to say about this year's team at this point?
I mean, I'm really excited. I hope the guys are buying in, that they dig deep. And if everyone, and that's just Newton sports in general, if we're all willing to do the uncomfortable stuff to push our boundaries, like we know here in Newton, we got a lot of potential. And I'm excited to see where it goes. And I mean, the ultimate goal is always to make state at the end of the season. So I'm hoping that we're locked in, focused, and we'll see how far we go.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us again.
Well, thank you for having me. Go Cards.
Steve Weeks joining us on the Coach's Corner powered by Hy-Vee, the Newton boys cross country coach.